Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 14th chapter. On the first day of unleavened bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where will you have us go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and said, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him wherever he enters. Say, 'The master of the house, the teacher says, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. There, prepare for us." The disciples set out, went to the city, and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. And when it was evening, they came with the 12, and they were reclining at table and eating. And Jesus said, "Truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me, one of you who is eating with me." They began to be sorrowful. Say to a man, "Run after another, is it as high?" He said to them, "It is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread in the dish with me. For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for him had he never been born." As they were eating, he took bread. After blessing, he broke it. He gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." And he took a cup and he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. When I drink it, I say to you, I will not drink it again, the fruit of the vine, until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." When they had heard him sing and they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. This is the gospel of the Lord.